Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College, 90.7 on your FM dial. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and sometimes throw in something odd, a story, a reading, a joke, or a non-commercial recording, and I call those things Wombats. The first song tonight is one of my favorites from the last 10 years. It's called Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters. I heard it for the first time live at a concert at the Barter Theater here in Abingdon, Virginia. It was a mountain stage, and they chose the Barter as their venue for this particular performance. So I'm going to play it for you now, Cure for the Pain, and the message is that the cure for the pain is the pain. And I believe that's often true. So here is Gretchen Peters with Cure for the Pain.
Damn this love. Damn this hole in my coat. Damn this rain that just won't quit. Damn the sorry waste of it. Damn the truth and damn these lies. Damn that look behind your eyes. Damn this day and damn this night. Damn this losing fight. 'Cause there ain't no port, there ain't not like you think it's gonna be. Not like the movies that you see. Ain't no soaring violins. Just machines. So bless these pills and bless these sheets. Bless this food that you can't eat. Bless the damned who walk these halls. There ain't no drug, there ain't no cure to make it like it was before. Ain't no shelter from this heartbreak. the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain.
That was Gretchen Peters singing Cure for the Pain. The next song is Weeping Pilgrim by Natalie Merchant. So here is Natalie Merchant with Weeping Pilgrim.
If you see them, Father, please tell them I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan. Well, I weep and I mourn, and I move slowly on. I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan land. Well, if you see sister, please tell them I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan land. Well, I weep and I mourn, and I move slowly. I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan land. Well, if you see them, brother, please would you tell them I'm a poor mourning pilgrim, I'm bound for Canaan.
That was Weeping Pilgrim by Natalie Merchant. Here comes the first wombat of the night. This is It's in the Book by John Stanley. This is from in the 50s. It's a comedy routine, but technically it's a recording. He sings in it and stuff. But it's just a strange little experience, and I love sharing it with you. And so here we go with It's in the Book.
I have a message for you, a very sad message. My subject for this evening will be Little Bo Peep. It says here, Little Bo Peep, who was a little girl, has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Now that's reasonable, isn't it? It's reasonable to assume if Little Bo Peep had lost her sheep, it's only natural that she wouldn't know where to find them. That basically is reasonable. But leave them alone. Now that overwhelms me. Completely overwhelms me. The man said she lost a sheep. Turns right around and boldly states she doesn't know where to find them. And then has the stupid audacity to say, leave them alone. Now, think for a moment, think. If the sheep were lost and you couldn't find them, you'd have to leave them alone, wouldn't you? So leave them alone. Leave them alone. It's in the book. Leave them alone. And they being the sheep, they will come home. Ah, yes, they'll come home. Oh, there'll be a brighter day tomorrow. They will come home. It's in the book. They will come home. A wagon, their tails. Pray tell me, what else could they wag? They will come home, a wagon, their tails. Behind them. Did we think they'd wag them in front? Of course, they might have come home in reverse. They could have done that, I really don't know. But nonetheless, it's in the book. Now, if you will kindly pick up your books and turn to page 222, we'll ask you all to sing. You'll find your books on the backs of your seats. Are we ready? Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us tossing right out of Grandma's, of Grandma's eyes. So useful for everything. Everything on the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes, and for your hand, and for your face, all for your hands. Shall we now sing the second verse? Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together, the second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. Then let us all sing right out of them. Oh, Grandma's Lysol, sing all out. Well, let's sing what's left of the last verse. Let's have a happy time, everyone. The last verse, all together, everyone. Thank you kindly. Mrs. O'Malley, out in the valley, suffered from ulcers, I understand. She swallowed a cake of Grandma's Lysol, has the cleanest ulcers in the land. Then let us all sing right out of land.
John Stanley with It's in the Book. Well, now we're going into the Irish part of the night. I've got two Irish things in a row. Here's the first one. Reel in the Flickering Light by Christy Moore. This is a fantasy song. I won't tell you much about it, but listen closely to the words, and you'll find you're going into another realm of reality. So this is Reel in the Flickering Light.
Take some believing. I met a group of creatures with the strangest looking features. A poor old dog and a worm and a weed and a fine old pigeon, yes indeed. A daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Then a daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the reel in the flickering light. On his thin and wispy spindles, he was deft and he was nimble. His eyes were scientific, and his dancing was terrific. And the rats and the worms, they made it in, and the nettles in the corner took it in. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Then he looked at me directly, with a gaze that could dissect me. And he asked me in a whisper, have you got any sisters? Good God Almighty, says I to him, what sort of a man do you think I am? I've only one, she's not your type, she wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. I've only one, she's not your type, she wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Says he, does she come from another planet? Has she got a bee in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? You never know, we might be suited. And the rats and the worms began to laugh, and some of them started shuffling off. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel in the flickering light. I could see he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple or magenta, like a statue during Lent. I said I'd get her right away. Good man, says he, no, don't delay. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Then up stepped a red carnation, and they gave her an ovation. She was warm and enchanting as she slowly started dancing. Pigeon peeled his eye, and the nettles and the weeds began to sigh. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel in the flickering light? Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel in the flickering light? She was gentle, she was charming, and I heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper, and his delicate legs of silver. And the worms were still as mice, and the poor old pigeon said, that's nice. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, at the dance to the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel in the flickering light.
Christy Moore, Reel in the Flickering Light. And have you got any sisters? Well, next is The Fluter's Ball by Cleo Lane and James Galway. James Galway is a flautist, and I guess one of the best in the world. And this little piece just takes off and flies, and it's about as Irish can be, and I can just see people dancing at the Fluter's Ball.
Have you heard of Bill the Fluter from the town of Ballymuck? Whenever he was down and out and didn't have no luck, he would circulate a notice to his neighbours one and all as to how he'd like some company that evening at a ball. And when riding out, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in, whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for battering the floor. With a toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle-o, hopping in the middle like a heron on a griddle-o, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, wasn't it the gay idea to the fluter's ball? So little Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how, and then the widow Cafferty steps out and takes a bow. I could dance you off your legs, so she is sure as you were born, if you'll only make the piper play the hares in the corn. So Phil plays up to the best of his ability, the lady and the gentleman begin to do the share. While young Mick was a-prancing with agility, decrepit Mrs. Cafferty was leaping like a hare, with a toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle-o, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle-o, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, wasn't it the gay idea to the fluter's ball? Then Phil the fluter tipped and winked a little crooked pat. I think it's nearly time to see for passing round the hat. So Paddy did the necessary looking mighty cute, says you've got to pay the piper when he tootles on the flute. Then all joined in with the greatest joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the tent. Jigs were danced out the very finest quality. The widow found a husband and the fluter found the rent. With a toot on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle-o, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle-o, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, wasn't it the gay idea to the fluter's ball?
The Fluter's Ball by Cleo Lane and James Galway. Well, next up is another love song. The singer is Kathy Mattea, and she's singing Feed This Fire. It's about a relationship she's in, and she's saying she has to feed this fire. We have to feed this fire. And if any of you are in a reasonably happy relationship or one that's failing, then I encourage you to listen closely because there's good advice here. Feed that fire. Kathy Mattea.
It might be you, it might be me, it might be only 1 degree, but I could swear it's getting colder in this room. We just don't seem to care to touch. We just don't want to share that much. But darling, every fire needs something to come soon. We've got to feed this fire. We've got to fan this flame. If this love burns out, we've got to feed this fire with everything we've got. Have you forgotten about the snow? How hard that winter wind could blow. Back when our cold and hungry hearts were on the street. So let us swear then, you and I, to never let this fire die. Until these hearts have turned to ashes in the heat. We've got to feed this fire. We've got to fan this flame. If this love burns out, we've got ourselves to blame. We've got to stoke these coals until they glow red hot.
Feed This Fire by Kathy Mattea. Next is Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison has one of the most incredible voices I've ever heard. He just floats in some other high realm, and it's just really fun to listen to. This is one of his best. It's called Oh, Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison. Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison. Well, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, which I call a wombat. And I had a wombat earlier, but that was a commercial recording, actually. But now comes a full-blown wombat. I'm going to read you a poem, and it's called The Green Eye of the Yellow God, written by Melton Hayes in 1911. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. He was known as Mad Karoo by the subs at Kathmandu. He was hotter than they felt inclined to tell, but for all his foolish pranks, he was worshipped in the ranks, and the colonel's daughter smiled on him as well. He had loved her all along with the passion of the strong, and that she returned his love was plain to all, for she was nearly 21, and arrangements were begun to celebrate her birthday with a ball. He wrote to ask what presents she would like from Mad Karoo. They met next day as he dismissed a squad, and jestingly she made pretense that nothing else would do but the green eye of the little yellow god. On the night before the dance, Mad Karoo seemed in a trance, and they chaffed him as they pulled at their cigars. But for once he failed to smile, and he sat alone a while, then went out into the night beneath the stars. He returned before the dawn with his shirt and tunic torn and a gash across his temples dripping red. He was patched up right away, and he slept all through the day while the colonel's daughter watched beside his bed. He woke at last and asked her if she'd send his tunic through. She brought it, and he thanked her with a nod. He bade her search the pocket, saying, "That's from Mad Karoo." And she found the little green eye of the god. She upbraided poor Karoo in the way that women do, although her eyes were strangely hot and wet. But she would not take the stone, and Karoo was left alone with the jewel that he'd chanced his life to get. When the ball was at its height on that still and tropic night, she thought of him and hastened to his room. As she crossed the barrack square, she could hear the dreamy air of a waltz tune softly stealing through the gloom. His door was open wide, with silver moonlight shining through. The place was wet and slippery where she trod. An ugly knife lay buried in the heart of Mad Karoo. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow god. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. And a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. That is The Green Eye of the Little God by Melton Hayes and read for you by Harry Baia. Moving on now to our next song, it's Willie Nelson. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. And I often like to talk about my childhood had a lot of cowboys in it. Used to see a Western movie, sometimes two, every Saturday afternoon. I got cowboy comic books. I listened to the Lone Ranger on the radio. There are big names, Hopalong Cassidy, Roy Rogers. Oh, they're all just my fantasies. So cowboys were a big part of my life. And Willie Nelson's around my age. And so this song is a message from us to all the other people. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive an old truck. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings, little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. And them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive an old truck. Make them be doctors and lawyers.
Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys by Willie Nelson. Well, here comes another cowboy song. This one is I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon. I've met John McCutcheon a number of times, heard him live in concert, and greatly admire him. Very versatile guitar, banjo, fiddle, and voice. I Am the Bravest Cowboy, sung by John McCutcheon. And he plays the fiddle and dulcimer on here also.
Thank you. short and pretty Nancy, but my love is all in vain. Now take me back to San Antone, Fort Worth, ball and chain. You know I am the bravest cowboy that ever did ride the West. I've been all around the Rockies, I got bullets in my breast.
I'm the Bravest Cowboy, sung by John McCutcheon. Well, next up is a piece of music that's odd enough to be a wombat. It's instrumental, no voice, and it's from a Harry Potter movie. John Williams wrote the score for a lot of the Harry Potter's movies, and I didn't listen to the music much. I was so involved in the story, but this one's called Hedwig's Theme. Hedwig was a giant, a magical giant, and a tender, kind guy. Not really that strange in some ways, just part of the story. But this theme paints a different picture of Hedwig. I think differently about him now that I've heard this theme. This is Hedwig's Theme from a Harry Potter movie.
Thank you.
Hedwig's Theme by John Williams. The next song is Wild Rose on the Mountain by Notorious. That was Wild Rose on the Mountain by Notorious, and next is The Death of Queen Jane by Oscar Isaac.
So dim. for me. Will you open my right side and find my baby? And find my baby. Oh no, cried King Henry. That's a thing that I can never do. If I lose the flower of England, I shall lose the branch too. I shall lose the branch
Death of Queen Jane by Oscar Isaac. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with me, your host, Harry Baya, and it comes to you Monday nights at 7 at WEHC FM 90.7. You can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. EHC stands for Emory Henry College. And now it's time to end the show with a little ritual. It's in the book. We always use this ritual. I ask you to join me in celebrating something that I consider very important. So, here's your chance. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.